And Bob Zimmer joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Russell.
Tell me a little bit about why, or about the concerns that people in your riding are raising about this refugee plan.
Yeah, mostly it's concerns after the bombings in Paris. We have a process. I was actually hearing the concerns before the bombings or the killings in Paris.
Yeah.
And this just heightens, I think, my constituents' concerns, at least some of them, just about the refugees that are coming over. Are they going to be properly screened, and are they going to be properly, I guess, sifted through to make sure that the terrorists aren't within the refugee population that do come? Because certainly I am supportive of bringing Syrian refugees over. Most of us have watched the coverage and have seen the barbaric conditions that they're placed in under ISIL and forced to leave their homes and that. So I am supportive of definitely Canada helping out in the situation. But with the 25,000 person quote, to do that adequately, especially within the short timelines that are given to me, is going to be very challenging, if not impossible, without seeing somebody arrive to Canada that doesn't want to do Canadians well. So my suggestions is just we need to rethink that demand, that it's going to be 25,000 within a certain period, and we need to rethink that.
I don't think you get much argument that at this point now, 45 days away from the end of the year, that the concept of bringing in so many people so quickly does seem a little, adventurous, but at the same time, it's not like 25,000 people will arrive on our doorstep by New Year's and they'll be walking freely in the streets after that.
Well, actually, there's coverage that I was watching even yesterday that in Europe, that's exactly what's happening. Some of these refugees that have come into the European countries are doing exactly that. They're walking the streets.
But they're not necessarily going through the same process they would go through here in Canada, right?
Well, we're just not sure, because if, as some have mentioned, to go over there and get them over as soon as we can, whether it's on airplanes or boats or whatever, without knowing what the process is going to be for them to walk across our borders, I guess, and come into our country, it could be that way.
Yeah.
And that's what our concern is, and that's why we're saying what we are.
What we know about the Paris attacks so far is that these were French citizens attacking French citizens.
Yeah.
There's
so
absolutely
far.
No evidence that that anyone in the refugee camps was involved. Why is it fair to hang this attack on people in refugee camps?
Yeah, I don't think we're trying to hang it on the refugee camps, Russell. I think what it does, though, it brings concerns. There was discussions about a passport that was allegedly found and concerns that way. But I think what it asks.
But if you're a French citizen, you wouldn't need a passport, would you?
No, absolutely. But I think the concern, though, is that it's been already talked about many, many times, and whether it's in Paris or otherwise, is that terrorists are filling in part of the ranks of the refugees and coming across as refugees. And there's been evidence of those that have been caught. Now, with Paris, possibly they haven't been involved yet, but that the case hasn't been completely solved either, and to see their involvement. But I think the concern is there, as it was before. We need to make sure that the process in Canada that we're screening the refugees as best as we possibly can so that does not happen. And I think that's a prudent position to have. If it's not, we're saying that no refugees should come. Absolutely not. Canadians help others, and that's our nature, and we should continue to do that. We just need to make sure that the refugees coming over are scrutinized.
Mr. Zimmer, one of the things that we're hearing from people in your riding as well, and we're hearing kind of two different things. On one level, we've got Premier Christy Clark saying, we think that places like Fort St. John would be fantastic for refugees because of availability to housing, fairly low unemployment rate, and it would be a good place for people to establish as families that would be brought over. But at the same time, we're hearing from people in the community say, look, a lot of people have lost their jobs since the downturn in the oil economy, and there's going to be more competition for some of those other types of jobs. And we're already hearing about shortages in healthcare. If it turns out that perhaps the North is a reasonable place to resettle refugees because it's less expensive than downtown Vancouver, as an example, what do you think your role could be in making sure that there's enough funding for the right health care or enough funding for the right infrastructure and housing?
Yeah, I think it's a very difficult question to answer. Being a resident and living here most of my life, You know, there's different issues that come with living in the north, and one of them is doctor shortages. We're living with them right now in Port St. John and in the north. I think it's maybe less so in Prince George, but similar in Dawson Creek and et cetera. And adding another, you know, who knows, 1,000 to 2,000 individuals could tax that system more than it's been taxed already. That said, there are church groups and other groups that are planning on they're part of the refugee process already and have agreed to take some refugees coming in, and you know, they're committed to taking care of the individuals when they get here. And I think that's the kind of plan we need. We need to make sure that when we're bringing them to Fort St. John, that they're not going to be in the streets, walking the streets without an answer of where their sustenance is going to come from, where their care is going to be provided from, and who's going to do that. Those questions need to be answered before they get sent to the north or any other part in Canada. And I know that there are groups that want to help. I think what needs to happen is those groups need to be connected with the ones that are with Immigration Canada to bring them over so they have a place to land when they get here.
Yes, I think
it's imprudent to just open the doors and say, you know, there's a certain allocation that's going to go to the north without having a place for them to be taken care of. And I think it's irresponsible to them and our own citizens.
Yeah, we're hearing from a church group yesterday on our show about their involvement in getting over a Syrian family. But, you know, church groups can only take on one, maybe two families maximum. So one of the things that I heard yesterday in the Newfoundland election debate is the fact that they want to offer up things like CFB Goose Bay, a military Canadian military base, as a holding area for these massive amounts of Syrians that would be coming over, as a place to basically get them screened properly, as you mentioned, but also to give some sort of place to get a handle on where to redistribute these people. How much support do you have for the plan if it involves placing people at things like military bases as for whatever period of time while they're getting sorted and properly screened and processed?
I think we need to ask a question whether it's going to be better where they're coming from. If there's already places where they are, they're being cared for, where they have food and sustenance, to bring them over to Canada without a plan of what the end game is I guess, where these people are actually going to land, I think, is we have to be careful about that, too, because then they're stuck. They're stuck on a military base for who knows how long. So I think the plan needs to really see, you know, I guess, and this is where Prime Minister Trudeau needs to, with the Immigration Minister, figure out how many can Canada handle and where are they going to go, because throwing out a number, unless we have places for them to go that where they can be adequately cared for, because these are people that are in serious trauma. I mean, they've been witnesses of a lot of death, a lot of killing, and had to leave their homes with their families. You know, we need to be able to care for them when they get here in a proper manner. So that's all we're saying. We're saying let's do that, but let's just do it in a responsible manner.
We're already hearing that the new Liberal government might be sounding a bit tone deaf and not listening to expert advice on how to handle this situation. Ironically, that was a knock on the previous government, that sometimes it didn't always listen to experts as well as it might have. If somehow the government adjusts their plan or changes their targets, would you see that as progressive in terms of what this government could do or should do?
Without presupposing what the answer is going to be, absolutely. I've always said if it's a good idea, it's a good idea, regardless whether it's got a red color, blue, green, or orange. If it's a good idea, it's a good idea, and I'll be supportive of it if the plan makes sense and is good for Canadian and Canada and Canadians.
Mr. Zimmer, thank you for expanding on your thoughts from your press release, and we appreciate you taking some time with us today.
Thank you, Russell.